Back on the podcast. Evan just let out a little man burp. There you go.
Yeah.
Get it all, buddy.
Yeah.
We're having all sorts of audio issues, so we're just going to go with one fat microphone for everybody. And you're just going to have to deal with it, because that's how we roll.
We're sorry.
We don't each get an individual microphone, but it is what it is. I had to put Sage on radio silence for the time being. Sorry about that. So we're here. We're clear. We're clear. Get over it. No, we got a third member of the podcast today. Say hello.
Hello.
That's Corey. He's actually coming in for a full episode.
Hey, Corey.
With copious notes.
Hey.
We're going to do our top five most hated actors and or actresses. We're not leaving
top
any.
Top five fucking shittiest actors.
I have a rhyme or reason behind mine. These are all pretty relevant actors. I'm not going to Paulie Shore is my most hated actor. Like, he's not making movies anymore. I'll leave him alone.
Mine are relevant, not so relevant. There's just ones that I hate.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Well, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We already introduced Corey.
I hate him.
Evan's back with us.
Hi.
Hi, Evan. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I guess we'll talk about what we watched this week. We'll do a little now playing.
All right.
We did not watch many movies this week.
No.
No. Not a lot of movies.
Right. No. Now.
Corey, did you watch anything this week?
Negative.
No. Corey, he did a lot of sleeping.
Yep.
A lot of working.
Yep.
A lot of exercising.
Yep.
But no movies. I watched one movie this week, and it was because I sat down with my dinner, put on a little HBO or Hobo, as we like to call it in the industry.
Hobo.
And I watched a movie that came out in 2012. It was a big comedy last summer. I think it was the big number one comedy for last summer. And I believe it was an R-rated comedy. I hope it was. It was very offensive to my sensibilities. It came out in 2012, directed by a man named Seth MacFarlane. Who you might know from his famous Family Guy. I watched a movie called Ted, starring Mark Wahlberg. Mila Kunis and Seth MacFarlane himself voicing the teddy bear known as Ted. I was kind of resistant of watching this movie, and not anything personally. It's just I don't know. I've fallen out of like the comedy. Like, I don't watch a lot of comedies anymore.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
You can stop me for 10 seconds.
I think we're going at breakneck speed right now.
Yeah.
We forgot to talk about what we're drinking.
All right. Well, let me. We'll get this movie out of the way, and then we'll get back to the beer. I apologize.
Okay.
I'm flying by the seat of my pants.
You're going off format here.
I know.
We got all the time in the world.
Yeah, it's true. But I just wanted to say this movie was actually pretty funny. I want to criticize it because I thought the end was really stupid, but it's also a comedy, so
yeah.
But the ending, I feel like it really did just kind of fly off the rails at the end, and it got really stupid, and I hate it when comedies try and get too serious. Like, there's a whole subplot with a kidnapping and a whole thing. Not even a subplot, it's main plot. Have you seen Ted, Corey?
Yeah, I mean, I watched probably about the last 45 minutes of it.
Yeah, I've seen
I'd
a
say you
bit
missed
of...
the best, which was the whole...
Unfortunately,
It's like an episode of Family Guy. I mean,
Ted's,
it's just really
Ted's
good...
Ted's carousing at the beginning and all.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. And I think Mark Wahlberg, he's a little underrated when it comes to comedy. I've heard he's very funny in Pain and Gain. I thought he was very funny in The Other Guys.
Yeah.
He's funny in this. Funny enough, anyways. The stuff with Flash Gordon that Evan mentioned was really funny.
The only part I've seen, and I liked it.
And there's a really... Actually, my funniest... The funniest part of the movie, I thought, involved the guy who does the voice of Joe, who played Putty in Seinfeld.
Oh,
he
yeah.
He has, like, one scene, and it made me... It's really funny. I'm not going to do it, because it's not funny when you redo the lines or anything. But this is a good movie. It was a solid 3 out of 5. It's definitely worth checking out. Don't... Break your balls to go see it.
I'm not.
I mean, you won't.
I was mildly surprised to see Giovanni Ribisi in it, because I had no idea.
Yeah.
He was in
back
movie.
In the fold,
actually,
Giovanni Ribisi.
Is he the villain?
Yeah.
His character was fun. Like, you know, some of his scenes, I got a good chuckle out of it.
There's a part towards the end when Mark Wahlberg is on stage at the Hatch Shell singing.
Yeah.
Did you see, there's a guy that rushes the stage and he hits him with the, do you know who that was?
No.
I'm going to say that was a one Sean Thornton.
That was?
From your Boston Bruins.
Okay.
I'm going to say that it looked exactly like him, and I'm pretty sure it was him. Because it would make sense, because just the whole Boston connection. I'll tell you, The regional humor is actually the stuff that got me when he talks about how ugly Boston girls are.
Oh, exactly.
That made me laugh a lot. Just like, you know, and it was a movie that you could tell was legitimately shot in Boston, not one of those like, oh, this takes place in Boston, but they clearly shot it in like Toronto.
No, this seems like they were clearly in Chelsea.
Yeah, there's a car chase at the end of the movie where like the geography is correct, but it's not. Like they're going through the tunnel. I'm pretty sure they're going eastbound, and all of a sudden they're at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're headed to like Eastie, and all of a sudden they're at Kenmore Square.
I mean, they were in the creepy house over by the Tobin, rather in, you know, the annex of Charlestown or in Chelsea.
Yeah.
And then they wind up downtown.
For those who don't know, we live in Boston. So
very much live in Boston.
We live very much in Boston. So that's why we know the exact locale of
Boston. We do know the ins and outs. We are currently not even in a suburb of Boston, but I actually live in Boston.
Yeah. We're in East Boston.
We are in East Boston, but it is Boston. So yeah, that was my one movie. All right, we're going to do a little rewind. Let's talk about what we're drinking tonight, because on Pop Junk Movies, we like to have a couple beers. We like to bullshit about movies.
Always.
Evan, start with you.
Well, this is a beer referred to me by a one Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast. He has his own podcast.
Yes, he does.
And
it's very good.
He also likes to have a few adult beverages during his podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I went with one he recommended, and it is one of his last shows called Third Shift.
For the working man?
Third Shift for the working man. It's an amber lager made by Brand of Brewers Brewery. By the way, I wanna make my own brewery called Rural Brewery.
Rural Brewery?
Or make my own bar called the Rural Brewery. So when you say...
You're losing me here.
Where are we going tonight? I say, we're going to the Rural Brewery.
The Rural Brewery.
The Rural Brewery.
It reminds me of a joke from 30 Rock. The Rural Juror. The Rural Juror.
That too. So it's an Amber Lager. Uh-huh. Gold Medal Award winner.
Oh, good.
5.3% alcohol by volume.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's beer.
It's beer. I'm going to take a sip. I haven't taken a sip yet.
I don't know if you noticed, I slid you a coaster.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're on my glass Coke dining room table.
Yeah. So I'm going to take a sip. Let's see how this fucking thing tastes. All right. All right, here we go. Oh, I'm going to switch it around.
Oh, man, this is...
Got to smell it. It's good.
Mm. And you just drank the whole thing. That was not a good face.
That was a hint of disappointment.
It's okay.
Now I need to play.
I've had better. It's good.
I like it.
It's good. It's an amber lager. It's good.
Yeah, it's kind of Budweiser-y, but like a little bit more homebrewed. Corey, what are we drinking? Because I don't know. You just poured me a beer, and then I was panicking over audio issues.
We're drinking Blue Hill Brewery.
Oh, good.
Pumpkin Lager. No, I believe it's brewed out of Canton, Mass.
I like
Blue Hills of the South Shore.
I like it.
It doesn't taste like the South Shore. It tastes delicious.
And, you're saying bad things about the South Shore?
I'm saying it's an acquired taste.
As a former resident of the South Shore living in Brockton, I am offended, and I don't care.
Hey, man, I was born in the South Shore. I'm going to die in the South Shore.
Yeah, convenient.
I'd say... you know, it's kind of like a copper red.
Yeah, I actually really like this. I didn't know what it was. I just started drinking it.
It's not too nutmeggy.
No.
For people who like pumpkin beer, it's pretty subtle.
Doesn't taste like a pie.
Can I talk for a second of a beer that I really did like? Last week, we were in Salem, and I had a Southern Tier Pump King.
Yeah, Pump King is delicious.
We were in Salem.
Yeah.
And it was on tap.
It was on tap.
And it was fucking fantastic. Yes. It was, it tasted like...
It's pie in a glass.
Like a pie in a glass. A glass with, like, cream on it. Oh,
if you have access to Southern Tier Pump King, highly recommended by this
podcast.
Not gonna
lie, it's pretty complex.
I wanted to make love to the glass.
I wanted it to make love to me.
Yep. So that's what we're drinking. That was longer than my review of Ted.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right.
I think the listeners like beer, so they like to hear us talk about beer.
And if they don't, well, they're going to live vicariously through us.
If you don't like beer, you don't have to listen to the podcast.
Well, you do, because we're going to talk movies.
That's true. But we're also going to be a little a little wobbly.
By the end, the show usually derails.
Rowdy. Yeah.
It gets rowdy.
It gets rowdy and rotty.
Yes, it
does.
It
gets rowdy.
I did want to talk about one thing that me and Evan watched. You haven't seen it yet. We watched the pilot episode of Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, yes.
Which was far superior to the movie Sleepy Hollow, which sucks.
I agree.
Segue that might be, I might be talking about a man that starred in that movie later on tonight. But yeah, I watched this last night, and what I liked about this show is that it's pretty fucking bonkers. It's really wacky. Like, not wacky, but it's fucking
out
there. But,
like, in an entertaining way.
But it owns it. It owns its shit.
It's very entertaining.
It's very entertaining. For a pilot, there's one point where the Headless Horseman has a shotgun and a machine gun that's shot through his back, and he's just blowing
shit
up.
He's like the fucking Headless Terminator.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
It was awesome.
Like, and it's about, like, it's Ichabod Crane.
Hold on a second. Let me pump the brakes.
I see Corey's eyes lighting up.
I don't know. No, I also watched the pilot, and I liked it a lot. I don't know the lore behind Sleepy Hollow.
I know. I'm very
ignorant. But, like,
to
they included, without giving away too many spoilers, they included, like, Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse type stuff.
Yeah, George Washington and the occult and the whole
thing. And
yeah,
there's a lot of, like, occult and witchcraft, and there's witches.
I'll tell you, you know who I actually really enjoyed is the lead character, the female cop.
She was
really good.
I like, it's different, like, let's do a female black cop, because that's, like, never happens.
I know. And it's, like, basically, like, when I see the promo for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're all very white and very Abercrombie-looking.
They're very pretty and white.
Yeah, and it's like, whatever. And this, I was like, wow, like, this is something new. I really enjoy this.
This is different.
And she's really good.
She's excellent.
She's very charismatic. She's really good.
She has an arc. She already has an arc.
She already has a story arc. The guy who plays Ichabod Crane was pretty funny.
I really like this character a lot, too. Yeah,
Clancy Brown for a hot minute. And that's a little bit of a spoiler, I apologize. But Clancy Brown, for a hot minute, might be back for a voiceover.
I think we might see more of him, or hear more
of
him.
Yeah, like, his character is intertwined in the story.
I think he's going to be like the John Winchester, maybe.
Yeah, you know what? And John Cho. Love John Cho.
Yeah,
he's coming back because I'm giving more spoilers. I'm sorry. Not that he's coming back. He's going to be in more episodes.
Yeah.
Produced one of the creators, Len Wiseman, who brought us the fantastic, just kidding, horrible Underworld movies.
Yeah,
Total Recall.
But maybe, like,
but he gets to sleep with Kate Beckinsale.
So right, so you can't really.
Be the remake of Total Recall.
Yeah. Not the good one. No.
Okay.
I mean, I always feel like when shit actors go to TV, they end up becoming really good. You know, maybe not shit actors, but, like, lesser-known actors.
Yeah.
They end up going on TV and become really good.
It's a steady gig.
Maybe it's the same with directors. Like, maybe Len Wiseman goes to TV now and he's going to be really good.
Hey, you know,
I always think that maybe, like, maybe these directors get, like,
a bad script or whatever.
Bad script, or like, not... they get, like, too much, like, the studio gets involved way too much and ruin their movie.
Yeah, maybe as a showrunner, maybe he'll, you know, be able to flex his muscles a little bit more, spread his wings, if you will.
Right.
I'm in. I'm all in on this show. I'm going to be watching more of it.
I don't know what he did, but he's also credited on Hawaii Five-0, the new show, which is actually a decent show.
Yeah, he played one of the strippers. I don't know if they're strippers. Oh, I'm making that up.
Okay. I thought maybe he directed an episode, or I don't know.
I saw it on his credits. I was going through his his little filmography. But yeah, definitely on Sleepy Hollow, Corey. I think you should check it out. It's right up your alley. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, pretty much,
you love things that are ridiculous.
I'm sold.
I think this is still... genre TV is taking over.
Yeah, it is.
It really is. It's
taking flight.
We are...
There's a couple of things that make me nervous about this show. One, Fox.
Yeah.
Two, do shows generally do good on Mondays?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do? Okay. We're
I didn't know
yes
it was...
on Monday. All
right. I didn't know it was Fox until...
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know it was Fox until he just said it.
It's very much Fox.
I feel like Fox only likes procedurals.
This could get procedural. That's actually something I'm sort of worried about.
Yeah.
So check out Sleepy Hollow. It's not like super. It's not Breaking Bad. Let's put it that way. No, but it's fun. It was fun. I had a good time.
It reminded me of like Supernatural Angel.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought the pilot episode was excellent.
Yeah, good stuff. So
I'm coming back for more.
And nothing you wanted to confess, Corey, to watching this week or lately or anything?
No, not really. Nothing. Okay. Nothing new. Nothing breaking.
All right, fair enough. You speaking of breaking, you need to watch Breaking Bad because
when I get into it, it's going to be in a big way. I'm going to dedicate some real time.
For a show like Breaking Bad that's on Netflix, there's no excuses not to watch it.
And also, I was going to say every week when we want to talk about what we've been watching, we always. I don't want to talk Breaking Bad. I legitimately don't.
Oh.
That's literally all I listen to at work is Breaking Bad podcasts and like.
It's all I watched this week.
All I watched this week too.
I watched Breaking Bad like three times.
I was rewatching episodes.
I watched Sons and I watched Sleepy Hollow. That's all I watched.
I'll tell you, I've been revisiting old episodes, season two of I'm up to season two of Breaking Bad, and you know what I remembered is hey, this show used to have comic relief.
I always thought about that.
Not anymore.
Not at all.
The levity has completely been just scraped from that show.
I mean, Saul is the only comic relief.
Yeah, but even still, you know, like...
It's, even Jesse used to be comic relief, and he's just a broken man now.
It's a heavy, heavy show. Yeah. It's so good, though. It's like, that last episode, there was so many, like...
A lot of holy shit.
Yeah, there was moments. It was a character. I don't want to say shit. I'm not saying anything. Because I have friends that are like catching up that like by the last episode they might be caught up. So I'm saying nothing. I would like to speak about this top five. This you guys helped pick this. This is from two episodes ago. Last week we did the fall preview. I was a little bit resistant to go into this top five because I know it sounds corny, but I don't want to be like, oh, I hate this person. I hate this actor.
I want to stop you for 1 second.
Because these are guys. These are just guys in a profession. You know what I mean?
I want to. I just want to talk about. Without giving away any spoilers, I got to talk about Sons because. The only reason I have to talk about it because it was actually I didn't like it that much.
Really?
Because I us, we like everything.
Yeah.
So I gotta talk about something.
Oh, yeah,
I didn't
give
like.
Us some hate. Alright, let's do it.
I mean, I'm not gonna give away any spoilers, but I thought this was one of the weakest episodes that I've seen.
And it was the premiere? Or was the second
episode? It's the second episode.
Oh, okay.
But I usually I love every episode, but this episode is
not
just
so
like
much.
I'm getting sick of them like they just kill people every episode. I'm sick of it.
Season like, 6 now, right?
5,
I think.
I don't know.
It's 5. Stop killing people.
Yeah.
Like they just kill people in every episode.
They're psychopaths, murderers, rapists. I mean,
it was weaker of any episode I've seen.
Didn't tickle your fancy is what you're saying.
No, I took a break like towards the end of the episode. I went out for a smoke and then came back and continued watching. And when it ended, I was like...
I think you might be Breaking Bad hungover.
I think you're right, yeah.
It's also, too, though, sometimes shows, like, you know, almost let you down a bit. But once you've been with them for so long, you almost can't cut them loose.
Yeah. Well,
for me, I'm speaking more of Supernatural.
Right.
I've been with that show since day one. I almost can't give it up at this point.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's almost like,
like a show is taking care of you for so long, you almost have to take care of a show sometimes.
Yeah, you get stubborn to like...
You do.
Yeah, I understand.
I just lost interest in
I did too.
Supernatural.
The problem
tired.
With Supernatural where the stakes just got... It was they died and came back way too many times where it's like, I don't care anymore.
You're reminiscent of Buffy.
Yeah,
like you almost have no fear of them.
Yeah.
However, though, I still... will always be glad that a show like that is on the air because someday there wasn't always for a long time and there's not gonna be forever.
That's how
so
I feel
I'm,
about
I'm trying to enjoy it while it's on.
That's how I feel about Walking Dead. It's like even though Walking Dead isn't really
I know, like it's
that
almost
good,
like,
but
it's not the most fantastic
I'm,
thing.
No, it's
I'm
not
thankful
but,
that there's a show.
But when
on
we were
TV
in high school
zombies.
There were no shows about zombies.
No.
Let's be honest.
So I mean, no matter how watered down it is, I mean the original story, you know, obviously is worth reading.
Yeah.
So.
So that's
that's the, it. Yeah, right, I just cool. wanted to talk no, about how cool. I didn't really like it.
So I just basically wanted to preface the whole the top five of. I'm not trying to be like a huge pussy and be like, I don't want to say I hate people, but like these are dudes like doing their profession, and I hate like I don't know. I feel guilty like crapping on actors, but that being said, my top five list. It took me about 30 seconds. It took me about 30 seconds yeah, I mean, to come up with a top five and a ton of honorable mentions.
Sometimes I looked it's at, for, through no fault of their
I
own.
I looked at a few lists only because I knew there would be some actors who would pop up and be like, oh yeah, I fucking hate that person.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, when it comes down to it, boohoo, they're all millionaires. Like, if I want to like shit on them for a little while.
Some of these, I don't think they are. All right.
So basically, we're just going to go around the room 5-1. And we can react and disagree and agree with, you know, these are the top five actors that we do not enjoy. We do not appreciate these men or women's works of art that they call movies. So I'll kick it off. I'll do the old kickoff.
Television can count as well.
I'm going to say no, but
I'm sure
any television actor was once in a movie.
I have evidence to back it up.
All right, beautiful.
So.
All right, my number five is, I'm not even going to get fancy with it. My number five is Mike Myers.
Okay.
I fucking hate Mike Myers.
Enough said.
And it's almost like a lot of these are like idiosyncrasies with me. I dislike Mike Myers for a few reasons. One, I think some of his movies are super lazy, and he recycles a lot of his jokes. A lot of the Austin Powers jokes got recycled. I mean, it just, and I don't like any of those movies.
I think Mike Myers hung himself in his last few horrible, awful, awful movies that he did.
I thought his cameo in Inglourious Bastards almost ruined the movie for me.
He was in Inglourious Bastards?
Yes, he's one of the British, he's not Churchill, but he's the other guy that sends Fassbender to the bar.
What?
Yeah, and it totally took me out of the movie because I'm like, it's just Mike Myers.
Maybe I was watching that movie with one eye open.
You
and
need
and
to
drunk.
Revisit that movie yesterday. Because like, that
fuck?
Movie is amazing. And that cameo almost ruined it for me. And also what I was trying to say is like an idiosyncrasy for me is I really resent Mike Myers for the fact that he became a big star and Dana Carvey didn't. I'm always bothered by that.
Yeah,
because when you go back and you rewatch, I mean, my favorite Mike Myers movies are Wayne's World 1 and 2. Those movies are great.
Of course, but
Dana Carvey is still a good comedian.
Right, he's great. He should have went on to be a big star. Yeah.
Mike Myers, aside from being funny in his own right in those movies, really played the straight guy to Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
as far
absolutely.
As like comedy duo goes,
yeah.
Dana Carvey
yeah.
was the wacky one, you know, and Mike Myers kind of reeled it in and
yes.
got the plot going. And we actually had a conversation about this at work the other day, talking about 90s movies. I said, did you notice, you know, Mike Myers... So I Married an Ex-Murderer.
Right.
Not the worst movie I've ever seen.
No, it's...
It has a nostalgic part in the
yeah.
90s part of my heart. However, his whole family from that movie is the same accent
right.
as Fat Bastard.
Right. That's what I'm talking about,
same,
recycled
yeah.
jokes.
As the same
yeah,
voice as Shrek, as
right.
the same voice as everything else. So he's really a one-trick pony.
My point
He shows
exactly.
his colors a lot. Like, he doesn't even have the good sense to hide it.
No.
You know?
No, I agree.
So I would just like to go over his last couple of movies.
The Love Guru? Do we have to talk about that?
The Love Guru, which is one of the worst movies ever made. You can go on IMDb and look that up. It's one of the worst movies ever.
Yeah.
And, what, like the Austin Powers movies? That was it.
Yeah.
That's it. Sucks.
I mean, like, first one made me laugh, you know, a bit, but
yeah.
after that it was...
There are some jokes that are kind of funny. But
yeah, it got old fast. I agree.
It's old. It's
so,
fucking old as shit.
If he finds out I don't like him, he can go cry at his money.
Right.
Whatever.
Evan, go.
All right. My number
fire up those copious notes.
My number one.
Number
is,
five.
Sorry, I'm going straight to number one. I think it's the way I.
Yeah, I think it's the beer.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, my number five. It's kind of obvious, but I had to do it because of the meaning behind it for me, anyways. Number five, Hayden Christensen.
Wow. Can't say I'm surprised.
No, but I had to put him as number five, and it's kind of predictable. But he hasn't done a whole lot to even really establish himself.
I will defend him with 2 points. One, George Lucas is a bad director.
Yeah.
See Star Wars Episode 4, A New Hope. Bad director.
Yeah.
We could get into that on a different day. It's an amazing movie. Bad director.
I only put him on as my number five because he helped ruin one of the greatest villains in film history.
Yeah, he helped.
He helped.
He had a hand in it.
He had one of the shovels that buried Darth Vader.
I used to defend him, and I used to say Shattered Glass, which is a good movie that me and Sage watched, and he's really good in it, but since then, he's been in a lot of just direct-to-DVD shit and or gone.
What,
so,
you don't like Takers?
No, not a big fan of Takers.
No. No.
So yeah, I'll go with that, Corey. I want you to hit.
I'm gonna cross Jumper off of my Christmas list.
Oh, Jumper's so bad. So bad.
I had to bring that one out just to help you along. My number five is Renee Zellweger.
Whoa,
that's on one of my worthy mentions.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say not a fan, so I can't get on you.
You know, I mean, she's in a lot of crap movies.
Not for us, but
yeah, not for us.
No,
I mean,
she just has this face that I'm like...
I was going to say her face, but I didn't feel like that was good enough.
Yes, thank you.
That's not bad. Sage is doing the like, Zellweger face.
It's like this. Like,
yeah, thank you.
It's scrunched for those of you who can't see us, which is everyone.
She's got like sour lemon mouth. All the time. She looks like something stinks. Yeah. I think it's her.
Like constantly smelling a fart face.
There's like something bad everywhere, and it's like, darling...
Duck face with a pug.
You know, if it smells bad everywhere you go, it's probably not everywhere you go.
I will defend people on, like, I like them in this movie or that movie. I don't like her in any movie.
I'll take her in Empire Records.
Holy shit, I forgot she was in
that. That's it. I'll take her in Empire Records.
Yeah.
And it was such a, nonsense ensemble cast anyways. So.
Very cool. All right. That's a good number five. I'll accept it.
Thank you.
My number four. I'm stealing a page out of Sage's book because she actually turned me on to the fact that I am not a fan of this man. Man called Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp.
Okay.
Going on my top five most hated actors. I'll tell you why.
I almost put him on my list, but the only reason I didn't is because he has to meet a certain criteria. he has to not be in a movie that I really like.
He's in a bunch of movies I like. I'm judging him on the fact that he hasn't made a good movie in probably, I want to say, 10 years. Everyone will throw Pirates of the Caribbean in my face, whatever. I don't like any of those movies. I will accept that the first one's probably good.
I love,
but enough already.
I love pirate themed things. I can't watch those movies.
He also strikes me as the type of person, and Johnny, if you're listening, I apologize, but he comes off as the type of person that, like, he's a big fan of Johnny Depp himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I also resent him. This is one of my idiosyncrasies. I have one thing for everybody. I hate how he gets a lot of credit for the West Memphis 3 when, like, guys like Henry Rollins were really driving
Eddie
that
Vedder.
Ship. Eddie Vedder was big on that.
Margaret Cho.
I was even going to drop a Michael Graves reference.
Was huge.
Because he wrote a fucking album with
huge
him.
Huge with them, Margaret Cho.
But whenever they mention them, the only fucking guy they mention is Johnny Depp, and that makes me
mad. Because he seems to be, like, the big ticket item.
Right.
My big problem with Johnny Depp, and it sounds really trite because usually
that's what we're here to
these
do,
things
man.
Don't bother me. He's too fucking old to accessorize.
Yeah.
Can I say that? You know, and he's got, like, fine, you're cool, wear your, you know, leather coats.
Yeah, he thinks he's Keith Richards.
But he's got his sunglasses on, fine.
Sometimes
but
he has a French accent.
He's got scarves, they don't matter. He's got shit ton of bracelets and doodads on him. Too many baubles, Depp.
Yeah.
He was really close to making my list, but I love Edward Scissorhands way too much.
That's one of my favorite Tim Burton movies. But
he, again, another thing that I hate about Johnny Depp is that, pretty obvious, he needs to stop fucking doing Tim Burton movies.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Tim Burton needs to go back to the well, and by well, I mean, hey, write an original fucking movie and not Dark Shadows or fucking some other property that needs
to be... Willy Wonka.
Enough already. Just go back.
Just go down the line.
His last great movie was Big Fish. I mean, it was based on a book, but...
No, but it was still fairly original. I mean, it was something that didn't exist visually yet, and it put his artistic
touch
on something.
Is Beetlejuice original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was so...
What's his last original movie? I bet you can reach back to the 90s, to his last original movie.
Probably Ed Wood.
Yeah.
Based on a guy, but still an original
That's
property.
A whole thing, though. It's like when you have somebody that's going to kind of put their spin on something, don't make it something that we already have a visual spin on.
Right. All right, so that's my number four. I'd like to. There's three of us. So we can kind of speed through this a little bit.
Sure.
So my number four is another obvious one. I can't fucking stand this actor, Kevin James.
Good call.
I fucking hate Kevin James. He's not funny.
No.
He's in nothing that's good.
Corey, you want to be the defense lawyer in this one? Because I know you you enjoy a couple of his flicks.
I laugh occasionally. He's a big fan of Boston. I gotta say, he is a big. He's got a big. He's got big heart for Boston, so that means something to me. But I respect your right to not.
People I dislike like Kevin James. Not saying you. I'm sorry. I don't mean you.
No. He fills a certain niche, and if it's not for you,
I hate how he like fills the Farley role.
But he's not. Movies. He's not.
And he's nothing. Farley. He is. He can't fucking touch Farley.
No, he cannot.
Fuck, man.
I'm with you.
I also think he's one of those types of comedians that doesn't like dirty humor.
I'm going to say he's not a comedian.
No, I don't think
so. I like how like I'm slinging insults at people, and I was the one that was nervous about like being hateful. Yeah, but you know what? You're awakening a demon inside of me.
This is what this whole list is about, my friend.
I know.
It's about hate and anger.
Yes, it was hate and anger.
Saint Anger.
That's a good number four. I will graciously accept hate. That number four.
And let me. I will add that his movies are rated. Are like
rated
Grown Ups 2 is at like 1 or 3%.
Oh yeah, they're all.
I did like the first Grown Ups.
It's
that movie makes me laugh.
It's pitching a full.
I call that Vacation the movie.
Mostly because I still think David Spade's funny.
I actually thought about him putting him on my list.
Really?
I can't because I love Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt.
What is Grown Ups 2 tracking right now?
It was like 7.
It's pitching a full, what's that?
Bucky Larson.
It's pitching a full Bucky Larson.
Yeah, right Bucky now. Larson is like the benchmark for it because that tracked at 0.
Mm-hmm.
Corey, hit us with your number four.
My number four seems kind of obvious. It's kind of a low ball here, but Sarah Jessica Parker.
Wow.
I'm sensing
a female.
It's just two. It's not sour grapes.
I have a shitload of females on my
way. I do hate her. You're right.
I honestly don't even really have a good reason. She looks like a bitch. Sarah, you look like a bitch. You know?
She looks like a bitch.
Like, if you served her in a restaurant, she won't fucking like anything you put in front of her. This thing's burnt. Then my fork's dirty.
I've actually legitimately watched episodes of Sex and the City, and she's not likable.
She looks high maintenance. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'll take it.
Sarah, don't call me.
No. And then there's the obvious horse.
She's got a horse face. She kind of looks like a foot.
A little bit like a foot.
She kind of looks like a foot for a body. Long trail.
Zero sex appeal.
Zero.
Zero. Zero.
I'd say zero.
You know what? Let's have some little bit of crossover. You know what movie she's really good in? Ed Wood. Sage, can I get a hell yeah?
Wicked good.
Thank you. She's very good in Ed Wood.
She's like pitch perfect.
Yeah.
She is in one movie I really like. Mars Attacks. Yeah.
Yes.
She is in Mars. Okay, fine. Also a Tim Burton movie. Sarah, only do... Johnny, stop doing Tim Burton movies. Sarah, only do Tim Burton movies.
All right, I'm in.
So there you go, new rule.
We're speaking as if these actors are going to listen to our podcast.
There's going to be some hate mail.
I just realized this is my revised... There's a revised list somewhere else, but that's okay. I'll fly by the seat of my pants. My number three... is probably one that Corey's going to disagree with. He's backing up. He's putting his hands on his hips. He's getting ready to fire his guns at me. I'm going to say my number three most hated actor is Will Smith.
I thought you were going to say Keanu.
No. He's not making anybody.
Keanu's not on this list, okay?
No, he's protected.
No,
he's
Keanu.
He's under our protection.
No, Keanu. We're protecting Keanu.
Yes.
Stay the fuck away from Keanu.
I agree. Will Smith, not a fan. He's another guy that I feel like he's a big fan of himself. I think he's made a lot of really bad movies.
I think he has some wiener kids.
He does have some wiener kids.
He is a giant weirdo.
Yeah. And,
in reality.
Yeah.
And like the demons, like the weirdness kind of seeps out like, as time is
Yeah, and I'm not even talking about him personally. I mean, I know most of the general public will disagree with me, but off the top of your head, name a good Will Smith movie that's not Independence Day.
There you go.
Pursuit of Happiness is good.
You get the fuck out of my house.
I like
it. I've never seen it.
Listen, good movie. Listen, it's a good movie.
I've never
seen it. It's a good story.
Yeah, all right, fine, but I'm just saying.
But the fact that it didn't jump to mind, that's going to say
You know what pisses me off is, like, his last movie was, not counting After Earth, his last movie was Men in Black 3, and then his next, like, four movies are sequels of his old movies. It's like Bad Boys 3, Independence Day 2.
Come on, you don't like Enemy of the State?
I saw that in the theater. Bad date.
You don't like Enemy of the State?
I like it for fucking Gene Hackman, and that actually, that movie's not terrible because
it's not terrible.
Crazy
Seth
good.
Green,
it's good.
Jack Black, Barry Pepper.
Barry Pepper. Didn't we have a Barry Pepper conversation on the way to work the other day?
Oh, what's his name? Son is in it. Fucking Busey.
Oh yeah,
Jake Busey, the ugly.
I was gonna say, I think even Scott Conn is in it. Speaking of sons,
he is in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I mean, Conn. that's a good movie.
But yeah, fuck Will Smith.
James Caan.
Fuck him.
Okay, and he's gone, man.
No, I'm getting it.
All right.
My revised.
So what are we on?
Three.
Run number three.
Run three. This is one that I think a lot of people are going to disagree with me with, but I just can't fucking stand this guy.
Well, I might do a spit take. Here we go.
My number three, Tobey Maguire.
Oh, no, that's fine.
No, that's good.
He almost made mine.
He's in one movie I like called
Pleasantville.
Pleasantville, thank you.
Love Pleasantville, but everything else.
Not a fan of Cider House Rules?
I hate Cider House Rules. I don't like Seabiscuit.
Aw. He was a horse, right?
I think he was an awful Spider-Man.
I agree.
2 and 3.
Just for the dance sequence alone.
Yep.
I just think he was a bad Spider-Man.
Yeah. Terrible Spider-Man. Man, he ruined one of my favorite superheroes. I can't look at Spider-Man.
The third one would have shit all over everything.
Right. I can't look at Spider-Man the same way anymore after the fucking Tobey Maguire. I fucking hate Tobey Maguire.
No, all I can hear is that fucking Nickelback song.
Makes really
And there's a hero.
Good
call.
There we go.
He makes really stupid faces.
Yeah.
And this isn't like a Ted thing where
I instantly thought of his Josh Hartnett.
Ted thinks that Josh Hartnett makes a stupid face, which we still can't figure out.
I've never seen it.
We can't figure out what face it is because Ted's side was fucking
wild. We have a friend, Ted, and he hates Josh Hartnett
for
making a face that nobody knows what the fuck he's talking about.
I'll make the sound that Ted makes when he describes the face. We don't know what face that is.
No.
We don't know what that is. Okay.
No idea.
So, Tobey Maguire. Fuck Tobey Maguire. He sucks.
Nice. I'm in on that. I have not one problem with anybody's pick so far. I am loving this list.
I've got another underhand pitch here.
All right.
That would be Cal Penn of Harold and Kumar.
Cal Penn.
He was Kumar, was he not?
He was.
And
he was also in that really terrible Superman movie.
Yep.
He was
in that terrible Harold and Kumar movie.
The sequel.
Both of them.
Yeah.
And nothing worth watching.
Hold on. I wanna go off on a tangent here.
About Cal Penn?
No.
Poor Cal Penn.
About Harold and Kumar. So I watched a list recently on the internet. It was like top five best
Cal Penns.
No. celebrity
blowjobs.
No. appearances, like, you know, when celebrities, they pop up on a movie.
Cameos,
right, thank you. And on the, like, number one was the scene in Harold and Kumar with
Neil Patrick Harris.
And how is he a big star?
He's a big TV star now.
Well, it was more like, I think at the time, it's like he came out, it probably wasn't that big of a deal.
It was like, oh, it was a crazy,
I think they were probably going for, like, the randomness factor, because he really hadn't been around since his Doogie Howser days. But now that he's so in your face, it kind of really took away from it.
I just, I
want to say one thing about Cal Penn, now that I have it on the brain. He went to work for the Obama administration. He quit acting. Weird, right?
Thanks, Cal Penn.
They killed him off on House.
Yeah, they killed him on House so he could go. I don't remember his specific job, but he was, like, working for the White House.
Hopefully,
like,
he's not making movies for the White House.
Cal Penn, 24? Was he in 24?
Yes. Yes.
He was actually in an episode of Angel?
He was a homegrown terrorist.
He was really good in 24. Yeah,
I think he had a brain for a head with a fez hat.
Excuse me?
It was either in Buffy or Angel. It's not the it's not the Long Trail.
I have no recollection of that.
I'll look it up.
That's a very random three. I'm not going to chastise you for it, but I'm going to say it's random.
He does suck, though.
I don't think he's been enough things to
maybe he's non-threatening enough to you, but yeah. I hate
it. He's not threatening enough to me. Yeah.
Yeah, these guys on my list, I think that they're actually all leading men. Actually all. That was weird that it came out like that. Actually all leading men.
Have been leading men.
Yeah. My number two, I'm not even going to like preference any of these picks anymore. My number two is Ben Stiller.
Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Not a fan.
The eyebrows, right?
No, it's the Ben Stiller.
The only reason he didn't make my list is because I hate my number two more than him. But
I'm just not a fan. You know what's funny is I'm not a fan of him as an actor. Like him in movies, not doing it for me. I think he's very overrated. One thing I do appreciate. One thing I do appreciate that he's done is he directed The Cable Guy, which is a very underrated movie.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
He directed... and
I didn't know he directed it.
And his part in Cable Guy is great.
It's really funny.
He's one of the two twins.
He was one of the sweets.
Yeah.
Sam and Stan Sweet.
Yeah.
Brother, sweet brother.
Yeah. With Eric Roberts.
With Eric Roberts. It was. Yeah.
Okay.
But you like Cable Guy.
I love Cable Guy.
We like Cable Guy, the podcast.
But I don't like Ben Stiller as an actor. Like, any movie I've seen him in as a leading man, I just doesn't... It's no dice.
I would watch Brother, Sweet Brother.
I would watch Brother, Sweet Brother.
The feature-length film.
Brother, Sweet Brother.
With Eric Roberts.
With Eric Roberts,
the scenes of the court testimony from him.
So good. Yeah, when he's like... I just made a motion that happens in the scene.
Waved his hands emphatically.
That's my number two. I don't have to get too crazy into it.
All right. So here's my number one.
You're on number two.
Oh, number two. Sorry, number two. See, I'm so eager to get to my number one because I hate him so much.
Wait, now the anticipation is building.
All right, my number two. Oh man, he almost made my number one, but I hate my I hate my number.
I'm sorry.
Come on, out with it.
All right. Wait, did you see my number two or number one?
I saw two.
Okay. Right. I hate this actor so fucking much. I hate number two, Billy Crystal. I fucking hate Billy Crystal. Anything he's in.
City Slickers?
Fuck Silly City. Silly
Slickers.
See, we're getting
that was silly three.
Slickers. We're getting silly on the podcast.
Three was Silly Slickers.
What about City Slickers 2?
Oh, Curly's Gold.
Curly's Gold.
The search for
the search for
the Curly's. Search for Spock.
No. Right. No. Wait, what? Jack Palance?
Yeah.
Wow, that was like a slam dunk. Like, I don't know any name, but like, I just did like one of those back shots, and then it's like, Jack Palance.
Grissom,
yeah.
Oh, fucking Batman. I'm not a huge fan of Billy Crystal.
Is that you? I'll give you one Billy Crystal.
Is that you, Sugar Bumps?
We are getting random with the references.
Running Scared. I'll take Running Scared.
Running Scared is a really...
But because of Gregory Hines.
Yeah.
They were...
No more Billy Crystal.
They were...
They were
a good
anymore.
Duo.
I'm putting a bounty on Billy Crystal's head.
Wow.
Anybody who brings me Billy Crystal's head gets a third shift beer.
Wow.
Or brings me a copy of Running Scared on Blu-ray.
I don't condone any of this.
I hate Billy Crystal so much. What's he in, Monsters, Inc.?
Yeah, he's maybe. The green one. He's the green
one. Yeah, he's the green one. He sucks. See, I know too much about him because I hate him. Like, I hate an actor so much. I do research on him so I can keep tabs on him.
Keep the hate burning.
Yeah, like,
keep it alive.
Fuck him.
That's awesome.
Whenever I saw him, like, hosting the Emmys or whatever.
Oscars.
I'm just like, fuck this guy. I can't stand the sound of his voice. I hate what he looks like his face symmetry.
You don't like his silhouette?
Oh, I hate his silhouette. It's terrible. So I hate Billy Crystal.
He directed a movie that I really love.
What?
61.
Yeah, there you go. Beige. Also,
Barry
with
Pepper.
Barry Pepper.
Boom. And
Thomas Jane.
And nice to meet you. I'm Tom Jane.
I love Tom Jane.
I know you do.
I met Tom Jane.
He introduced himself to you.
He said, "Hi, I'm Tom."
And you said, I know. I said,
no, you're the Punisher. You're not Tom. You're Frank Castle.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So, but yeah, everything else from Billy Crystal is terrible.
I mean, I guess if I had to redeem my number three, I'd go with Martin Short. Also, because I fucking hate his face. He's like an evil elf.
Yeah,
He lures children into his gingerbread home.
That is speculation, not truth.
And he bakes them like Hansel.
Wow.
But
you got a number two?
But my... Oh, I do have a number two. I'll let you take a sip.
Take a sip. So I don't project that.
I don't want it in my face. No, it's good. I want it in your belly. Michael Cera. Michael Cera.
I feel like that's a little bit of a softball pitch.
But I really hate him. That hate is true.
You would like his I want to say cameo. His This Is the End, where all the Seth Rogen and all those guys are playing themselves. He's like a coked up asshole playing Michael Cera. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I know why people dislike Michael Cera, and I can't argue those points.
Can you tell me why I hate Michael Cera?
I don't know why you hate Michael Cera, but I like him in Arrested Development.
Sure, he's funny.
And I
like him too much in other places.
And Scott Pilgrim, but maybe despite him.
Yeah.
Because that's just a good movie because Edgar Wright.
The thing I don't like about Michael Cera is technically he's not really an actor. And I'll tell you why. Because he acts the same in every single role.
Yeah.
He has, I mean, obviously people can't change their voice, but his mannerisms, the inflection of his voice is the same in absolutely everything.
You're actually hitting my number one right now. You're not different actor, but same problem.
I don't want to say necessarily he's monotone, but he's definitely like a very one-dimensional
actor. Not a very
actor.
Gifted actor.
No, he's a very one-dimensional actor.
I hear you.
I think we've seen the last of him.
you are saying his demise is nigh?
It's imminent.
Wow.
It's imminent. I mean, I don't really see him coming out with any...
I mean, I can check his IMDb page. I don't want to.
Unless if he's, like, in acting classes right now.
He could be.
Learning from the greats. Maybe getting mentored. Some Al Pacino, some De Niro.
Well, Keitel.
Maybe some Keitel. All
right. Look how I put him. Harvey Keitel in the pantheon of great actors.
Wait, what? How is he not? Tell me he's not. Winston Wolfe enough.
Say the fucking words. You're going to be okay.
He'll be okay. But Michael, sorry, you're not going to be okay.
No.
You're going to die.
Wow. I mean, eventually as an old
As an old man, we all die. But you first.
I mean, he'll die soon.
You first, maybe.
All right, good number two. All right, so we're on number ones. I'm just gonna say it. This man, his existence bothers me, troubles me. He makes multi-million dollar movies by basically sleepwalking, and that upsets me.
It's Michael Cera again.
No, it's Adam Sandler.
Okay, yeah.
I fucking hate Adam Sandler. And I'm sorry, I'm sure at one point, not I'm sure, at one point you were a very talented comedian. You are now like the epitome of everything I hate about Hollywood. You are a man that just like poos out a movie and everybody goes and sees it and it's usually the worst.
Yeah.
And
also, I guess, see Grown Ups too.
Jack and Jill. Fucking, everyone's like, oh, his last good movie was Billy Madison. I mean,
plus that
it has
also
a couple
like,
funny lines.
That was like 1994.
Right. It has a couple funny lines by a man, Christ, and it just escaped me.
Farley?
No, not Buscemi? Oh, yeah, Farley. Yeah, Farley's amazing
in
that.
He's in it? Buscemi's in it?
No, shit. I just lost his name. Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald's amazing in that movie.
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore sucks.
Yeah, it's really
Little
what's
Nicky's
that
terrible.
I think
Big Daddy sucks.
Actually, if you go back and watch, I mean, if you're unfortunate enough to watch Little Nicky, you'll notice that the soundtrack on that is louder than that of any movie. Like anytime they play, it's pretty much like how much did they pay you?
Right.
The audio just cranks.
And he's a guy that I think is talented enough that, like, if he just tried, he could put out a decent movie.
Yeah.
But he's not trying.
Yeah, he probably could. I mean, I saw, Funny People was all right because of, despite him.
And I'm not, decent. And I'll tell you, I'm not a hateful person. Saw him in Salem when he was walking
by. Yeah, we saw him with his wiener kids.
And the first thing I thought, I wanted to just, like, be like, hey, Salem, you suck. I didn't want to be that guy, but I just kind of watched him walk by, and I was like, ugh. hate you.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, almost not worth heckling.
No, I mean, I don't want to be a jerk.
I think one of my biggest
things... I mean, this is real life, you know what I mean?
One of my biggest things I don't like about Adam Sandler, obviously, when you make a movie, you can, you know, write whatever fantasy, write yourself into whatever reality.
That's another thing I wanted to bring up. Yeah, in every movie, he's like a big tough guy.
He beats,
I hate that. Yeah.
Wholesale ass.
Yeah.
And I've said it for
like
a long
like,
time.
He's got like some kind of issue.
He's right. He must have gotten his ass beat so hard.
Yeah.
Just take some classes... Work out, maybe.
He always writes himself into like as like a tough guy.
Go like hang out with Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
You know, there's a tough guy.
Yeah.
Also loves Boston.
I got something to tell you, Joe Rogan.
I smoke crack rock. So yeah, I mean that really irks me.
Yeah, I'm just not an Adam Sandler.
I was gonna put him on my list. I don't know why I didn't.
All right, I want to hear your number one, Evan. I've been anticipating this.
All right, my number one, I pull out all the stops.
This is heavy research?
No, not heavy research, because I've hated this man my entire life.
Since now, out of the womb.
Now, I'm a big action guy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a huge action guy.
Yeah.
This guy likes to fancy himself an action guy.
Oh, no.
He is not an action guy.
Uh-oh.
His movies fucking blow. He himself blows.
Oh, is it who I think?
Who?
Are you going to go Steven Seagal?
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Fucking A. Good call.
Number one, Steven piece of shit Seagal.
And you know why I can support this? Because everything I've ever heard about this guy is that he's a fucking jerk.
Yeah, he's a fucking jerk off. He sucks. He's an asshole. His fucking new show sucks.
And you know
it's
what?
Terrible.
You know what? You know where this comes from? This comes from we're coming from the same place here. We are huge. Growing up, a lot of Van Damme movies.
Yep.
A lot of Arnold movies.
A lot of fucking Arnold movies.
Sly Stallone, a little
Stallone,
bit.
Stallone, he held his own.
He did a couple good movies, and I always thought that. Seagal was always trying to like piggyback,
yep.
And he was just the worst. Awesome movie for two reasons. Executive decision: one, because Kurt Russell, and two, Steven Seagal dies.
He dies in the first like 10 minutes.
Oh, that's amazing.
He dies big.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
he dies big.
John Leguizamo.
Every action movie this guy's in fucking blows. Good. He wears stupid Komodos all the time. anybody who's not like.
You can say it.
Anybody who's not like Asian and wears
sporting the Komodo,
is a fucking dickhead.
They're not yours.
No.
He claims that he can like kick anybody's ass, like any like actors who actor who is like into martial arts.
Well, I was gonna say even his movies like they're like lazy.
Yeah.
Like not the movies themselves. Well, his action is lazy,
and his lines are really like fucking. Weirdly delivered.
Yes.
Like,
I mean, there's
like,
obviously.
I'll take you to the bank.
I'll take you to the bank, Senator.
I
don't
know. Bank. That's like a Sunday afternoon movie right there.
His movies are the worst.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, all you know, fight scenes are really choreographed. His are like your 5-year-old kids could choreograph something better.
You know what I realized? My picks were like financial. Like, yeah. These men are making money that's unjustified.
Yeah.
Yours were personal.
Mine were very personal.
Yours were very personal.
Mine were ones that I've mulled over for years, like, growing up, just
the hate
like.
Has festered.
Yeah. Like, burning.
Like,
hate.
You were in your room with the lights out and the candles just
like. Crossing out names.
Well, no, you were like etching their names in your arm with a knife.
Yeah. You know, though, like, right now, he's putting, like, VO5 hot oil in, like, his stupid fucking.
Ponytail.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to iron out the creases and like his giant tiger poster that he keeps like in his bedroom.
He's ironing out his Komodo.
Yeah, you know he's such a. He's got like too much silk probably for any grown
man.
Yeah, that
sucks.
Sucks.
I feel like wow, my number one really pales in comparison.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cheap that he made the list because he is in one movie but nobody's seen it, not even Antonio Banderas. And I'm gonna say Michael Emerson. If you don't know Michael Emerson...
He's in Lost.
He was Ben Linus in Lost.
How do you hate him?
He's a good actor.
Listen.
Holy shit.
We're not
this
talking
is,
about...
This
we're,
is the apocalypse right
whoa,
now.
We're not
whoa.
Talking about acting chops. We're talking about unmitigated, unnecessary hate.
Is this you hating an actor because you hate a character? Because I won't stand for it. Not on this podcast.
I hate that guy's face. I hate his dumbass round glasses.
Once again!
Which, by the way, according to IMDb... He's known for being, I kid you not, it
Corey,
says he's known for being short in wearing round spectacles.
Corey, I'm sorry. I gotta chastise you for this. This is your number one. Yet it's an actor who I don't think he's been in enough things to be hated. I think
he's also in a Person of Interest, which is a shit.
Maybe you just
Jim Caviezel.
It's a shit.
Maybe you just like him, and I'll accept it. But for a number one who has only been, his most prominent role has been in Lost,
which I'm not defending anymore. By the way,
yeah, I'm not defending Lost. Yeah, no.
I don't care.
Your
pick. I don't care. But yeah, yeah. Don't like when people, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but I don't like when people are like, everyone's like, oh, I hate the actor who plays Joffrey on Game of Thrones. It's like, well, you don't know him.
Well, yeah, no, that's all he was in, that or Batman, I guess.
Well, no, but people associate hate, like, oh, everyone, how he is. How everyone hates Anna Gunn. Like, yeah. Personally, that pisses me off.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You hate...
Like, I don't even like the fact that people hate Skylar.
She's not a bad actress.
Right.
Like, she's really good. I think the fact that people hate her means that she's a good actress, because she's, like...
All I'm saying is, from a personal, ignorant, hateful place, it was either, Michael Emerson or John Lithgow.
What?
Both I despise.
Oh,
no.
Lithgow.
Listen, no, you can't even
love John Lithgow.
My third that's also going to bother you, William H. Macy.
Oh, my God, get out of my house.
I don't like William H. Macy either.
Listen, I can't stand him, can't stand his face.
I shot William H. Macy.
Amazing actor,
is a song by Head Automatica.
Listen, they could make, all three of them could star as Patrick Swayze in Point Break 2. I would still hate them.
All right, can I go over my worthy mentions?
Yeah, we'll all do worthy mentions. That was a very interesting number one card.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Hey,
go ahead.
All right, worthy mention. You mentioned before I had Renee Zellweger. I can't stand her.
There you go.
I hate Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, he's on my worthy mention.
He sucks. Yeah. He was only in one movie I kind of like, but don't really like it anymore.
Butterfly Effect.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez. I hate Jennifer Lopez.
I don't think I've seen her in a lot of stuff.
I just can't stand her. I really don't like Halle Berry. Really don't like her.
I don't like her attitude towards the X-Men movies, where she wouldn't come back to do the third one unless Storm got like a prominent role. She was miscast in that movie.
Yeah,
she was very miscast.
We've already gone over that in the pod.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, hate, not a fan.
Hate Jennifer Aniston. And for my last one, this one almost made my list. I just couldn't fit him in, but Jason Schwartzman. Schwartzman.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I can't. He's another one that I just can't stand what he looks like. He's got that, like, hipster look to him.
Yeah.
When I tried to watch that show Bored to Death, I couldn't get into it just because I hate him so much.
He trumped your love for Zach Galifianakis?
Right.
Wow.
He did. I couldn't continue watching that show because I hate him so much.
Interesting. I have... Zach Braff.
Oh, yeah.
Not a fan.
Oh, yeah.
Not a fan. Steve Carell. Funny in supporting roles...
Yeah,
terrible at leading
roles.
Cannot
support a movie, you know, to save his life.
Ashton Kutcher. And somebody who was on my list, and then I took him off because he's in a movie I love. And a movie that I have a lot of love for that just trumped him being on my top five. Matthew Broderick. Now, you're thinking Ferris Bueller's Day Off. No. Glory.
Oh, I went back to Cable Guy.
Yeah, I was thinking Cable Guy.
Yeah, Glory is phenomenal. Yeah.
Everything else that I've seen him in, I just, something about him, even in Ferris Bueller, I think he's the worst part of that movie. He's absolutely the worst part of that movie.
Yeah, I'll take Alan Ruck as, actually, well,
Jeffrey Jones is amazing in that movie. Alan Ruck is amazing in that movie. I don't like the Ferris Bueller character. I don't like the...
No.
I mean,
Ed Rooney was more compelling. I kind of wanted him.
Ed Rooney.
Yeah, just not a fan of Matthew Broderick. Like, I don't blame him for that awful Godzilla movie, but he didn't help.
I don't think anybody could have helped that.
I just don't, there's something, it's an ignorant thought, but it just is.
I'm going to disagree with you. I really like Matthew Broderick
in
Ferris Bueller. I don't really like Matthew Broderick, but I really like Matthew Broderick in Ferris Bueller.
I feel like he's the worst part of that movie. Like, that character is never fleshed out. That always bugs me. The most fleshed out character in the entire movie is Cameron.
He's just a classic, I just chalk him up. He's just a classic, like, 80s character kid.
Yeah, but he's... I don't know. He's
an 80s character.
He's too much of, like, There's no
backstory. Gets away with everything.
Why is he so popular?
Right. Why does everybody love him?
I think that's the charm of the character, though.
They never touch on
Save Ferris. Like his sister. He hates him so much because he gets away with
everything. His sister's a nobody. Cameron's a nobody. Even his girlfriend's kind of a nobody. But he's like this celebrity. She's very hot.
I think that's the point of the character. And he's actually, like a somebody for no reason.
In reality, if you were a popular douchebag, like Ferris Bueller would be,
right,
you'd have probably a much more popular girlfriend.
I'm not saying she was like unpopular, but she was just kind of like
nobody seemed to talk about her. Right. Really know her. I mean, and she kind of had her own chops when she put one over on old Ed Rooney about.
I'm of the mind that maybe he was a nobody until he got sick in the movie. They thought he was sick. I mean.
Yeah, but it's not like he was.
I see where you're going with that. You know? Like when somebody gets sick, all of a sudden.
They kind of alluded to the fact that like all of the rumors were going around. I heard he's in the hospital. Yeah. I heard he's gonna die. But it's like, they didn't really touch on that enough for me to believe that that was deliberate.
How did this turn into a huge tangent?
That's fine, just let it happen.
It's organic. It's Ferris Bueller.
I have so many issues with that movie. I love it. I love that movie, but it's just, I have like, it's a weird movie. It's a very strange movie when you break it
down.
It's
a really weird pace, and it's a lot like Stripes. If you break it down to its nuts and bolts, it's like a 20-minute movie.
Right.
It really is a short plot. He skips school, and then he's got to make it home in time.
Yeah. And there's a lot of shit in between.
There was a lot of... I mean, there was... Listen, his parents are assholes, because they didn't... He was at the ball game, didn't get caught. Yeah. I mean, and it wasn't even really charming. It was more like you're surrounded by buffoons. It's not so much that you're good.
I don't know...
Have you ever... Go ahead.
I don't know our friend Paul Martel. This is just totally inside our lives. But I don't know Paul Martel, like, outside of the lives that we know him as. But, like, to me, he's, like, Ferris Bueller. Like outside of
like
our lives.
Like, him at BU, he's, like, very popular and, like,
yeah, like
friends with everybody.
Yeah. He is a charismatic guy.
Yeah, he's, like, super charismatic. Charming. He dresses really well.
Handsome. Eccentric,
almost. He's eccentric. Handsome, too.
But, like, outside of our lives, he's, like, popular for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always thought of him as, he's, like, Ferris Bueller.
I'm sure he's not, but...
Well, have you ever read the Cracked article about the, it's like fan theories on movies, and there's a fan theory on Ferris Bueller, which is like, the movie's about Cameron, and Ferris Bueller is almost, he doesn't exist, he's not real.
He's like Tyler Durden.
He's like Tyler Durden in Fight Club. Like, he only exists in Cameron's head.
You know, to kind of help him break it out of his shell.
Right, yeah, exactly, because the story arc is Cameron's arc.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
It's his arc. He's like this shelled...
I mean, all of the drama happens
exactly,
about
like,
Cameron.
Right.
I mean, if that was more deliberate, that'd be one of the most brilliant movies of its time.
But it's not.
But it's not.
No, it was by accident.
Yeah. They can't take credit for it.
No.
It's like any win in like the Star Wars prequels.
Right.
Like, you can't... That happened by accident. Happy accident.
You know what my favorite part of Ferris Bueller is? When they tow it to Ruin's car, and he's like, you're a shithead!
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He's a man of many grunts. He had a hard day.
He did have a very difficult day.
He
was just trying to principle. That's all he was trying to do.
Actually, one of the funniest parts in that movie, the random Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
What are you in for? Drugs? No. What are you in for? Drugs?
Sometimes at work, this was at the old building that I used to work at. But there were doors, almost like a school, like this is at Simkiss. If I had to hurry somewhere, this is Ferris Bueller, just bear with me.
No, I gotcha.
If I had to hurry, I would run. No. This is Ed Rooney. I would run, I would get to a door, I would stop and walk, and then I would run again. Because I didn't want someone in a room seeing me run by. But I was trying to hit, like if I was trying to like really hurry to do something, I would sprint to the hallway, get to a door, and kind of shuffle by and keep running.
Because that happens in the movie.
Yeah,
you were going for dinner's ready.
No.
Smells delicious.
No, but that is currently on one of my playlists at work.
Oh, that song?
Yeah, English Beat?
Yeah.
Yeah, English Beat.
Yeah, the English Beat, yeah.
Who became the Fine Young Cannibals?
Believe so.
If that's false, I'm
shame
editing.
On me for not knowing. But I would say if any English Beat song reminds me of a movie, I feel like there's an English Beat song in every John Cusack movie ever.
Yeah, big fan. Big fan of them and Fishbone.
Yeah.
When he holds up the boombox and say anything, Fishbone song.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
They redubbed it to fucking Peter
in
Gabriel.
Your eyes, Peter Gabriel. But like Gross Point Break. feel like that's one
Gross
big...
Point Blank.
Yeah.
Gross Point Blank.
Listen, all right. You know where
Hold
I
on.
Went
John
to.
Cusack, Keanu Reeves.
I thought we said we weren't talking about Keanu Reeves.
We are. John Cusack, Keanu Reeves, Undercover Cops, Gross Point Break.
I'm in, buddy.
I'm writing it.
Ultimate Adrenaline. God forbid if I ever make money and get to Hollywood.
Did I tell you about there was a potential... This episode really broke down, by the
Yo,
way.
Yo, it really... Yeah, we fell apart.
Wacky,
I'm sorry.
In a heartbeat.
It's good. It got good.
It got fun. The rumor is that they're doing a Point Break remake, but it's not surfers. It's MMA fighters?
Listen...
You're never going to recreate the magic of that original movie.
I'll take a shitty sequel like Karate Kid 4. Had the name, but it didn't ruin the franchise because it's not
matching.
Because
it went its own way.
So it kind of went its own way, and even if it's shit, you still got the original.
Yeah.
So I'll take a sequel, and then when they, you know, it's not so good, that's fine. So you still got the original. But to call it... Listen, I'm sick of remakes anyways.
Yeah, everyone.
Nobody's asking for them.
The people that are showing
people,
out money.
I know, and it's... Not their fault, but...
I'm only seeing Point Break 2 on two conditions. One, War Child comes back.
I'll take that.
Two, Busey comes back in a voiceover.
And I want Swayze flashbacks.
It's going to have a new cop, and he's got tapes of Busey, like, talking about the dead president.
That's what I'm talking about.
And he's got like a little voiceover.
Listen,
like,
the only way
the
I'm taking Point Break 2... is if I play the new police officer, Keanu Reeves is my Gary Busey.
Oh, I like
and he
it.
Goes, Flint off! Get me two!
They got these meatball sandwiches.
They got these meatball sandwiches. I love these things.
What's his beverage of choice?
Lemonade, my friend,
all day.
Lemonade. Listen, he can't
every
beat
day.
Me at Point Break.
No, I would never try.
Beat me at Point Break.
I would never
break.
Try.
You talk. Give me two.
You know, I thought Rosie... Deserve some more background character.
Yeah, a little bit.
We can do a whole episode about
who's the chief?
John C. McGinley.
John C. McGinley.
It was amazing
he's
in that movie.
Yeah. Shit.
And he gets punched out at the end by Busey.
He
and as Busey dies, no repercussions.
Well, yeah,
he
no,
takes
he doesn't
a,
have to file
He takes
paperwork.
A bullet like a champ, though.
Spoilers
he's,
for
he's
Point
like,
Break.
Listen, so he took a shotgun.
Yeah, he did.
Did he
yeah,
not?
He's yeah. like, ah!
He does make that noise.
Like
That's
that.
Pretty
he
accurate.
Makes that noise.
Yeah,
yeah,
I feel like Busey always makes that noise.
So we're thinking about doing episodes of the podcast similar to what we're talking about right now. Retro junk. We're going to review old movies.
All right.
We're going to revisit
I've seen
the,
more old movies than
new
movies.
We're
going to yeah,
revisit
so
the likes of RoboCop.
Yeah, we're going to do a RoboCop episode.
Maybe Terminator.
Terminator 1.
Terminator 1.
The Thing.
The Thing, of
I
course.
I
want to
do a retro junk for The Thing.
Russell Kurt.
Russell Kurt.
Russell
Listen,
Kurt.
Listen, could we... Any Dennis Quaid movie?
Any Roddy Piper movie?
Zerky Proof.
Zerky Proof, Enemy Mine, my
Enemy
friend.
Mine. That'd be a
that
good episode.
That had Louis
yeah.
Gossett Jr. in it, can
Who
I say.
Who is in the fucking Punisher movie.
He is in the Punisher
He's
movie.
He's a drag.
He is a drag.
The original Punisher movie.
With Dolph.
With Dolphy. My old friend Dolphy.
Nobody calls him Dolphy.
I do.
Is that saying they got
it?
I do. So yeah, we're gonna do some retro junk.
I'll
so basically,
it.
We're gonna do what we did tonight, but it just focus on one movie. We'll each watch it that week, and then we'll revisit, rekindle.
Technically, the last movie I watched was Young Guns.
Young Guns is a good movie.
So can we talk about one thing?
We have very limited time, so we'll talk about one thing.
Close this episode out. I want to talk about a video that you showed me last night.
Saints Row 4.
Yes.
That is interesting.
So, in the new Saints Row, there's a scene in one of the missions featuring Keith David and Rowdy?
Roddy.
Roddy.
Wow.
Rowdy? Roddy.
Rowdy?
Piper. Roddy.
They actually reunited for the first time since that movie in a voiceover in a video game.
Huh.
Yeah. So there's a scene that's like completely out of They Live, and
yeah.
it's like the fight.
Yep.
Which I'd like to add... THQ does this game,
yeah.
so
yeah.
with all the wrestling stuff.
Yeah,
makes,
they had
that.
They probably already
sense.
Had the skins and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
but it's funny because like Piper is in like the hot rod shirt and the kilt from wrestling.
He's gotta be.
And Keith David is in like the jeans and the purple shirt.
Yeah, but it's actually Keith David and it's actually Roddy Piper.
You want to put some butts in the seat of WrestleMania? I will take a Keith David, Roddy Piper main event.
Holy any day of the fucking week. Shit.
I'd buy the pay-per-view.
I'd buy it twice.
I'd buy the plane ticket. Let's go.
I'd have to be there to see this.
Because you know what it'd do. He'd make him eat that trash can.
He would... Not this year.
Not this year.
Not this year.
We should do a full episode about just that fight.
I would watch
it. Oh, man, yeah. Dissect it. I mean, I think we dissected it in another episode, but...
It'll happen again.
The brawl episode.
Yeah, we did bring it up in the brawl
episode. No, that was... Yeah, absolutely, but...
So we talked a lot... We brought a lot of hate this episode.
And we brought the love.
For the,
and
for
we
the,
brought the love at the end.
For the like caption it. or the picture for this episode, can you just make a fire? Because, like, signifying burning hate...
It's burning,
burning hatred.
No, I mean, not really apologizing to anybody.
I figure if it gets back to these people that we were talking mess about them, it's probably a good thing.
I feel like they'd probably, well, yeah.
It's
I
a mean, good thing
it means
for
good
us.
Stuff
yeah.
on the podcast.
Right, right, right.
I'm pretty sure they'd turn around and be like, you're nothing. And then carry on with it. I mean, I hope that they would, you know.
Dr. Nothing.
So, I don't care about what some nobody thinks about me.
Dr. Nothing. So. Neil Flynch of the... had the lead in that show.
Well,
he does have a lead in any show. I don't watch it.
Oh, the middle.
Yeah,
it's funny.
I feel like I should because of Kimball.
Yeah, Kimball.
But I don't.
Retro Junk, The Fugitive.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
That is a fucking showstopper. When that
Man.
Show, when that Listen, show, when that movie is on TV,
used to be a show.
Remote out the window.
There are certain Tommy Lee Jones moments. And,
his best moment.
Stop
the
that man! There's a guy screaming at a woman.
Waving a gun.
He's waving
a
gun
at a woman.
Screaming at a woman.
So many good quotes. Kimbo. All right, let's close it out because we went too far.
No.
Went too far this episode.
Hey, you know, there are some podcasts that I've seen that go fucking two or three hours, so screw it.
I mean, I only have enough room on this card for
120.
No, we're going farther.
No, we're going to the end.
All right, let's close it out. All right, hope you enjoyed the top five our most hated actors.
What do we want to do next week? Should we choose or...
Oh, actually, I wanted to bring this up. Jesus, we are running fucking tight this episode. We're going to do one more top five, and then October, it's all horror movies.
Yeah.
It's all horror top fives.
Yeah. What's the sad off camera? All
right. I mean, I have...
Because I'd like to give it
I
some...
I don't have it here.
I'd like to give it some thought. I don't want to... Think about it on the spot.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. I wasn't excited to do this top five. It ended up being kind of funny, so I'll accept it.
It was good. I think
it was good.
It made for some...
We got the vent parties. Yeah, I was thinking about movie parties. That's a fun one, because you really got to dig and do a little bit of research.
You got to dig.
You got to dig. Dig deep.
I want to do top five mercenaries.
I thought we were going to do top five train killers.
Top five train killers. Top five train killers.
Trained killers or train killers?
Train killers.
You said the same thing twice.
Train killers.
Okay.
Well, I think about people getting killed on a train. They go instantly to Broken Arrow. Incoming!
Holy shit. Yeah. Oh, when he killed Howie Long.
Howie Long goes, yeah!
Yeah, he did the, yeah!
He did the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He went, yeah. That's how I think of it.
Incoming!
So good.
Swung in.
Yeah, he did. Christian Slater saw that in the theater. No,
went home, slapped his wife.
Probably.
All right, next week, top five Dolph Lundgren movies.
Top five Gleaming the Cube.
Top five what? Gleaming the Cube movies.
It's one movie.
It's only one, so we can just talk about one.
Mm. Heather's was a true story.
Big Fun?
They were all...
No. Demolition Man is based on a true story.
That is true. It's in the future. Taco Bell won the franchise war.
That's the prequel. We'll talk about that next time.
This might...
Did you know that...
What do they call the jingle songs? They were like shorts, but...
Armored hot dogs.
It was armored hot dogs.
Armored hot dogs.
Like, this one's my favorite.
All right,
the commercial jingle.
This is officially the longest episode of Pod Junk Movies. Let's fucking get the fuck out of here. We'll see you guys. You'll hear us next time. We won't see you, but we'll feel the love.
Yeah,
through the pod.
Always.
Thanks for listening. Shout out to everybody who subscribes, downloads, leave us a review. Please give us 4 stars, just 5. I'm too modest for 5. Give us 4. We'll take 4.
If you leave us,
A review. We've got 2 reviews.
If you review us, we will leave you a shout out on.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
I'll say your name out loud.
Yeah. All right. So it's Pop Gun Movies. I'm Adam.
I'm Evan.
Oh,
and that'll do it.
You're gonna burn in hell.
You beat the guy up in the bathroom.
Scooby Doo. Now let's pluck those eyebrows.
Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts.
Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts. Salt peanuts.
Yeah.
You're working too hard.
Take a break.